freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Milwaukee will host a Democratic National Convention in the year 2020. Wisconsin is a key battleground state where President Trump won back in 2016. A plane crash in Ethiopia has the entire industry taking precautions. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Many airlines around the globe are now grounding their Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes after the crash of one of them in Ethiopia yesterday. An Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8. It killed 157 people, including 8 Americans. One example, the Ministry of Transportation in Indonesia has ordered the planes there to be grounded. Here in the States, Southwest and American Airlines use them, and both say they're confident in the plane and won't be grounding theirs.
There's a new record breaker topping the box office this weekend. USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs it down.
At the box office, Captain Marvel has become one of the biggest movie blockbusters ever led by a woman, bringing in $153 million in U.S. box office sales. It was easily the best opening of any movie so far this year. At number two this weekend, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Number three, A Madea Family Funeral. The Lego Movie 2 comes in at number 4, and Alita Battle Angel drops down to number 5 this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on 100in Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And we got the gang in-house, ready to roll.
We are. Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. Miles, it's been an awfully cold week this week, which evidently is proof that taxes and regulation will control global warming.
I was going to say, I sure hope AOC gets the green dream through pretty soon.
It's been amazing. We broke some records during the week for cold temperature in March, and but they got that covered when they segued from global warming, even though warming is still causing a crisis. But now we've got the climate change crisis. Listen, speaking of crises, here in the great state of Michigan, we've got Gretchen Whitmer, Comrade Whitmer, as I affectionately refer to her. Her and Schuette, they're in a debate. Bill Schuette was the Attorney General. He was a Republican candidate for governor, for those folks that are not watching Michigan news. So back during the debates between the two candidates, Bill Schuette says to Whitmore that she supported a 20-cent tax increase. Her retort to that was that's ridiculous. Have you got that, Brian?
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Now, Gretchen Whitmer wants to have a 20-cent gas increase.
Senator? It's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
It's nonsense, and you know it.
No, that's what you said.
Now, listen. These politicians care what they say, Miles Bauer. Just they'll do anything for a vote, and then the voters go away with their head in the clouds.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've talked about all the various different reasons why people vote the way they vote. When you've got, you know, we recently heard about Pelosi cracking the whip, saying, get in line. You can't vote the way you want to vote.
Right. It's just mind-boggling. So when she said that's ridiculous, what she really meant to say was, I'm going to better than double that, you dummy. That's what she really said. And this, I got to tell you, folks, this is one of those topics. There aren't very many of them, but there's one. This is one of the few that drive me over the edge. I get so blasted angry with these numbskulls, both parties, by the way. We did this with Snyder here in the great state. 81% of the folks, that'd be you too, Democrats, said, don't you dare, and they did it anyhow. And that wasn't enough. And they can't tell me where the money went. And this nitwit, screwball, Marxist, call her what you will, because all of those words are by definition accurate. I got to tell you, I'm looking at a map. The map is put up by Gas Buddies, shows the United States by gas tax state by state. Under her proposal, we'd be number one. Now, we're number one when it comes to auto insurance cost. That's very important. So she wants to take number one to all the possible levels that she can reach with her governorship. We're great. We would be greater than New York. We'd be greater than California. Listen, we'd be almost double what Wisconsin is. Miles, you and I know something about Wisconsin. I bring that up because they'll often say, Mike, you don't get it. The weather, the inclement weather that we have in Michigan causes greater road destruction than, say, Florida. Well, no kidding. The problem with that is that, Miles, you and I lived in Wisconsin, and nobody can tell me that Wisconsin's got mild winters. I've lived there twice. You and I went to school together there. Being the dumbest guy in the club, I went back again for another year. Folks, it's cold in Wisconsin, and it snows. I'm sitting at a big meeting, and we're looking at the profit and loss statements, and this was in July, and there's snow removal. I said, why do we still have snow removal on the monthly? Oh, Mike, you don't know. They have to amateurize it. It's so costly. But their roads, their expenses would be roughly half of what Conrad Whitmer thinks that Michigan citizens should pay, as if we didn't just go through a big tax hike. And so, Miles, it goes to yours and my perpetual question. Why don't they ever look to what they're spending to say, can we be better stewards of this, rather than just poking citizens in the eyeball and demanding more? What's your guess?
I was just sitting there thinking, the next time I come up to see you, I'm apparently going to have to fill up in Indiana before I cross the border.
And Lord knows you do not want to get your car insurance here, nor do you want to buy a license plate here, because they love your wallet. She wants $500 billion increase. I talked about this the other day. $507 million, not budget, increase in budget for education. I got to tell you, folks, I'm not unreasonable. I can be pragmatic. If they were to sit down, either party, this is not party. If they were to sit down and say, this is how we're spending it. I listened to her this morning to an interview. She used the word transparency 8 times. Well, let's be transparent. When you told Bill Schuette that'd be ridiculous, did you mean 20 cents was not enough? You were going to better than double it? That'd have been transparency to tell the frickin' truth, just for once. They don't tell us where the money's gone. Where'd it go before you ask for more? I got to tell you, my mother, she gave me $20, and 20 minutes later I said, I need $20. She'd say, well, what'd you do with the first 20? So I'm looking at the government. Say, what'd you do with the first $1 billion? Enough. I'm passionate, Miles. They got me twisted up today. They do.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, you live within striking distance of the border, so you can fill up in Indiana and come back in.
Well, it's a 2-hour trek to get across Indiana. She would only be 40 cents more than Indiana. She'd be double Illinois. Think about that for a minute. Slightly more than double your state.
And think about it. We have no clue what's going on, so she's making us look smart.
Yowzers. Yowzers. I got to tell you, folks, they came to me years ago, early in the Snyder administration, and they said, Mike, we'd like to have your support on a gas tax increase. And I said then, if you change how you do business, meaning get rid of prevailing wage, stop all the contracts with buddies, if you dial this program up like a business, like I have to do with my home budget, and you still need dough, you'd have my support. But you got to show me. You got to. In fact, I can tell you, I sat in that little meeting. You can picture this, folks. I was at the Big Boy restaurant on Pearl Street in downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan. Had a meeting with a fellow that came from the Snyder administration. We had a nice chat. Absolutely, you'd have my support. Absolutely, as soon as you can show me that you're operating the budget like a prudent business would, like I must run my home. I got the deer in the headlight look. Well, now we're all these years later, we've been rolled in the ditch hugely, and now Comrade Whitmore wants to throw us in the ditch again on our head this time. I don't know if the folks are going to stand for it. Then I'll move on to a different topic. My last point, Miles, tell me if I'm wrong. They are always, not sometimes, they are always on the left yelling about taking money from those rotten one percenters. These taxes that they perpetually level, this isn't one percenters. This is the poorest among us that will be the most gravely impacted. Why don't folks see this stuff? One percenters could give a rat's butt over 45 cents. This is regular folks working their butt off to raise kids that are going to get raped on this taxation. And there they are going, we got to make the one percenters pay while they bend everybody else over. Across the United States, not just here in Michigan, these screwball nitwits believe this is right. And the folks keep voting for them. That defies gravity to me. Miles, am I off in the ditch?
Yeah, I was going to say, you always have to be careful about their definition of the rich.
Yeah, listen, we've got to go to a break, folks. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothco outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can be a battle in itself. The USO provides ways for all of us to support our wounded warriors. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, a great place to check out, a great place to be. And every day, RenegadeRiver.com, why not?
I think that's brilliant.
Thank you.
Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. Miles, before we segue on to the southern border, tell me, right before we had to go to break, you were saying that some folks define rich differently. What were you getting at, Miles Bauer?
I was saying that sometimes when they're talking about we're only going to tax the rich, yep, they're defining the rich as people that make more than like $20,000 a year.
Listen, I think you're right. In fact, that goes back as far as you and I have been watching politics. I remember when they defined rich during the Reagan administration, and that rich encompassed mid-level management at an average-sized restaurant, teachers, of course, who still vote for them, but they only point at doctors, lawyers, and I can't even say that anymore. It's just incredible. Listen, before we move on, will you play that one last time?
Oh, the sound of...
Yeah, the sound bite for me.
Okay. Now, Gretchen Whitmer wants to have a 20-cent gas increase.
Senator? It's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
It's nonsense, and you know it.
No, that's what you said.
It is ridiculous. It is nonsense. I agree with her. So she wants to better than double down on it. Folks, I played that one last time before I segued on so that you can let that sink in. Democrats, I'm talking to you, by the way. She said it's ridiculous and she's going to better than double it. That's what she meant. Miles, I'm reading an article from the CanadaFreePress.com. And it's quoting the Washington Post. Border rush may hit 100,000, they call them migrants, I call them illegal aliens or foreign insurgency, in either case, may hit 100,000 in March. Holy moly. What do you think? Do we need a wall or something?
Yeah, imagine that. Would that constitute a national emergency?
Listen, did I get you on board with that yet? I got to tell you, that's the part I try to get my head around it. I'm reading about our own Congressman Justin Amash and his objection to the use of the National Emergency Act in this circumstance, and you and I have had our debates. Folks, I got to tell you, I don't know what else would be a national emergency if this isn't. Honest, I don't. Now, we can debate over whether the executive branch should have that power whatsoever, but given the fact that reality demands that they do, this is 100,000. Think about the terms. That's how many? What's the population of Grand Rapids? That's a lot of people, folks.
I think the city proper is pretty close to 200,000. Just the
right.
City.
So half of the city is sneaking across in a month. Folks, wowzers. On a brighter note, company offers to build 234 miles of border wall for $1.4 billion. And I say, government overpaying? So say it ain't so. Gretchen Whitmore. What do you think, Miles? Should we be out taking bids? Is President Trump already taking bids?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's the one positive, I think, that we got going here. Think of all the stuff he's built when it was his dime.
Right.
So he clearly knows how to go about building things.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I don't know whether this company stepping up is a manifestation of him searching for better companies. We certainly watched in the news where they had all of the samples lined up of different design wall designs. So that forces a person to believe that he's probably looking for bids, looking for different what companies can do and how much it will cost. And to your point, he's built a lot of stuff in his life. Like him or not, folks, this is in his wheelhouse. At any rate, I got a kick out of this company stepping up because I love capitalism. If this was a socialist structure still entirely, the price would be the price, and that'd be it, and that'd be that, and it'd be too much. And it wouldn't work, by the way. It'd have holes all over it.
You mean kind of like that bullet train in California?
Yeah, it would be just like the bullet train. Yeah, folks who want their money back. Tech millionaire at FoxNews.com, folks. The tech millionaire behind the socialist. Chief of staff who boosted AOC made riches in Silicon Valley. Guy's a millionaire. And by the way, I say good for him. Absolutely good for him. But I don't know how his background fits into the world that she's asking for, and he's her chief of staff, her pick. Does that add up for you, Miles Bauer?
I think this just goes back to the age-old education problem that we have.
You think she's an idiot, an educated idiot?
No, I think he has just been sold a bill of goods while he was coming up through Harvard.
You mean to believe in socialism while he's a millionaire?
Right.
I got to tell you, I don't think her or him believe in this. Her mother moving to Florida to avoid New York tax, her chief of staff is a millionaire. She rides around in luxury and on commercial flights, et cetera, first class, I might add. I don't think they actually believe what they espouse. And as much as I think she's a moron, she doesn't live like she's asking the folks in New York City or other people in America to live. She's not living that way. I mean, right. She's just not.
Right.
So if she has a choice, I want to live like a bartender. Or I want to live like the Silicon Valley millionaire. Which one do you think she's going to choose? I think she's already making that choice based on the digs that she rented down in Washington, D.C. and how she travels, etc.
Isn't that stunning? When given a choice, apparently the green dream is not so much of a dream.
Well, it is. It's just a different green dream. I think she's actually dreaming of a big stack of greenbacks. That's what she's... I think she does have a green dream. It's just got nothing to do with anything except for a big stack of dough.
Mike, do you think that the ruling class has seduced AOC?
I think she's... Yes, to answer your question, yes. But I think she was seduced long before she came to power. I think that this is a greed-driven person. And
right.
I think the reason she came to power over there is she has a dream, and it's about herself. And we can look for Ocasio-Cortez denies dark money allegations in FEC complaint. There is no violation. FEC complaint, Ocasio-Cortez, chief of staff, illegally moved $885,000 in campaign contributions off the books. Now, listen, this is an easy one. I don't know, folks. Let me tell you up front. And that's from Fox News. I don't know. We don't know. But the idea that someone can file a complaint that alleges $885,000, it's either there or it's not. And we're going to know pretty soon. But if they're monkeying around with almost $1 million, which is something we've been hearing for the last week and a half or so, then I'm right. She's got a dream of green in its dollar bills in her wallet.
Yeah, but Mike, with our two-tier justice system, do you really think anything's going to come to pass on her?
No, they won't even charge her. FEC will do the exact same thing they did with Obama. They'll take some money off his stack. Here's for the bureaucrats. We need that. We need these fees and fines. He paid, I can't remember the math anymore, like $250,000 in fees and fines from errors with FEC. And then in comparison to that, they've got 81 subpoenas they just issued for Trump looking for something. I said, well, this stuff's pretty easy to find. We don't really need to do that. You just ignore it with people like Obama or AOC, but not with people that you disagree with. The same with the Tea Party. The same exact thing with the Tea Party. You guys need to file a 501(c). Okay, we did. Well, we're waiting for the answer a year later, 2 years later. Most of them never got an answer. That's the government. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break. So, Miles, hold that, and we'll be right back.
We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who work with us know the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, income. At Sound Income Strategies, we transform high-fee, high-taxed retirement spend-down schemes into sustained retirement income. And we can do the same for you. For your free, no-obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
It's time to get off the Wall Street roller coaster, stop the retirement spend down schemes, and join the income generation. For your free, no obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Sound Income Strategies, the secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
Call 866-913-1234.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is sending the annual presidential budget proposal to Congress. The cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget. President Trump is also seeking $8 billion to help construct the massive border wall and border security. A Georgetown University law student is among the 8 Americans killed in a plane crash in Ethiopia. A classmate and friend of Cedric Asiavigwa says he had a fear of flying.
Well, he actually expressed that he has a fear of planes. It was almost surreal getting that email because it was what he had feared when he was talking to us about flying. So that was really hard.
Asiavigwa was killed shortly after the plane took off from Ethiopia's capital yesterday morning. All crew members and passengers died in the plane crash. President Trump tweeted his approval of making daylight savings time permanent. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And you are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Diving in and paddling.
Paddling.
Yeah, we're paddling. Keeping our head above water. And
we got a big outboard on this thing. Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. Miles, I'm reading an article from the San Francisco Gate. Title of the article, "The Influence of Centrist Democrats is Fading Fast." What does that mean for liberal technocrat? Do you think this is true? Are the moderates? We kick this around probably once or twice a week, but this article kind of piqued me a little bit. Do you think those folks that are moderate, that are reasonable, are losing ground?
Absolutely. I mean, with all of the presidential candidates running as far left as they could possibly get, it is just leaving the center behind.
Yeah, I saw CNN did a focus group, and Joe Biden was blown out of the tub. So Uncle Joe has got troubles before he gets out of the gate with the liberals, because I've talked about it a lot, but I've known this for years. We've talked about it on this show. When I went to the town hall meetings with my local congressman, and he's a conservative, and you did several hundred people that were all mostly school teachers, mostly far left. I don't mean like left, far left. And they were vitriol and mean-spirited. And I think that's what's driving the narrative we're seeing in D.C. and in Lansing. Though, if there's moderate Democrats that have been elected, they're not admitting to being moderate right now, because the constituents that represent grassroots on the left would take them out and light them on fire. The folks on the very next article I've got, by the way, it goes from what we were just talking about with moderates losing power. Let me try to find it back here.
But I mean, Mike, we even heard AOC say she's starting a list of the moderates.
But she's getting pushback on that, don't you think?
I'm just saying, clearly, there are forces within that party that are hunting moderates. I mean, that's scary in and of itself.
Listen, I think that's true, but then they would point to the fact that the Freedom Caucus, left over from the Tea Party era, are the same on our side, that they went to try to seek and destroy moderate Republicans. And by the way, I'd probably be considered one of those people, because pragmatism is great, but my principles are not for sale. They're not for trade. And they would say it's the same thing. Maybe it is. If that's the case, we are growing further and further apart. Very next article, Tennessee GOP says intensity of far-left protests has increased. And it has increased. We've watched it. We've talked about it, as I mentioned, for the last 2 or 3 years. They have become angry and vitriol. But the irony of it is that they'll vote for someone like Gretchen Whitmer. And I'm not slamming her right now. I'm just making an observation. When they are all talking about, as a party now, making sure that the upper echelon pays, and then they roll out taxes that punishes the exact people they claim that they're there to represent. We're here for the poor folks, and we're going to whack them hard in their wallet. I'm going, wait, what? And then they voted for you? I don't know how hardline leftism sells, Miles. That's where I'm going with this. Help me understand, how does it sell?
Well, I mean, as you and I talked about in the past, the day Barack Obama was elected, you and I forgot to burn down 6 buildings and kill 10 people and you know, you and I quietly went off to work that day.
We weren't rioting. I didn't get on the show and tear up. I was able to function. Those folks see it very differently than we do. And the irony of it is that the Trump and Hildebeest debate, when she said he would not offer a peaceful transfer of power, and then recently said it again that in 2020, if he loses, he won't offer a peaceful transfer of power. Folks, she says that because that's not what they're not offering a peaceful transfer of power. Our House of Representatives right now has got a single mission: get Trump. And it's costing you trillions of dollars, literally trillions of dollars, in their single-minded mission. That's overwhelming to me. That's craziness. That's not ideological difference. It's insanity.
Are you talking about the coup d'etat?
It is a coup d'etat. This is the worst part. It's my book rolling out in front of me, but it was supposed to be fiction. That's exactly what we're watching as a coup d'etat. Fortunately, thus far, it's been unsuccessful. But listen, it's the drum I keep beating on. The only one that's going to win this is the person that gets a hold. It's the ideology that gets a hold of our educational structure. My ideology calls for bringing all the ideas to the arena and let the young folks decide. Their ideology calls for an absolute silence of anyone that disagrees with their ideology. Folks, you get to decide which one of those two paths is best.
But, Mike, should we get out of the Democrats' way and let them commit suicide?
I don't know if we can afford that. I love the idea. I certainly get it, and I've heard it often when we run some nitwit like Mitt Romney. Well, let's not vote. In fact, you said this. Let's let the Democrats lead the way into the brick wall at 100 miles an hour like the Roadrunner cartoon.
I mean, if they want to harass Trump,
yeah,
and that's how they want to go into the 2020 election, when you and I both know there are signs that flyover country is long since gotten tired of all this foolishness.
I think that's true. The flyover, we've talked about it a number of times. Regular folks, Democrat or Republican, by the way, just the regular folks that forget why they vote, how they vote. Their hair is not on fire. They're out paying their taxes. They're raising their kids. Some of them are single or maybe one or two issue voters that causes them to be on one side or the other. But their hair is not on fire. They may not like Trump, by the way. They'll say, I like what he's doing, but he's too bombastic for me. I heard that a lot at Renegade River from Democrats. But in the end, we got to pay for this mess that's being made, and they're making a mess, Miles.
Right. I wonder if it comes back and it ricochets back in their face, and then they start taking on losses in 2020 because of all of this garbage.
They may. And one thing is for certain, and I think this is what my interpretation of what you're saying is, that they're grossly overplaying their hand.
Right.
But we knew up front that they would do that because they can't control themselves. That's part of what true liberalism, like they don't want control. And there's nothing finite. It's all one big, gigantic gray area, except for that's not how folks see things. Folks, it was gray area until you took it out of my paycheck.
And I get that there's a percentage of their base whose hair is on fire that they want to see this, but...
The problem with it, Miles, is that the Hair on Fire Committee on the screwball far left, not good people on left I just disagree with,
right.
The screwball people on the far left, they're the only ones that the elected Democrats hear from. That's the only one they're hearing from. So they get, our constituency's up in arms. Well, no. 5 or 6% of your constituency are screwballs. The rest of them are just good people. And to your point, that's probably going to cause them a problem in 2020, both presidential and on a lot of state house runs. State legislatures
right.
are going to be a real problem. The media is not talking about it, but we've already seen 4 state legislatures flip just this year so far, from January through current. Just watched that the other day in Tennessee with the Senate. They're silence, don't tell nobody. But that's what the media is not telling you, is that they're already beginning to pay a price for the screwball. Listen, Miles, we've got to go to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Coming to theaters for 3 days only, Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy, in theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And thank you for joining us during the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Still going at it? We are.
We are jumping in, folks. Listen, last comment on the gas tax. I just want you to stew on this for a minute when you're enjoying your blustering global warming day. $2.75 million settlement and sexual harassment suit against MDOT. Michigan's Department of Transportation, $2.75 million. So I say start demanding to know how your gas dollars are being spent, folks. Entirely different topic. It's almost an enigma for me. The American catastrophe, drug, alcohol, and suicide death threats hit record levels. My note, I'm sorry, progressives, you're wrong, and we're all paying for it. And I immediately tied that up with new Senate bill would legalize marijuana nationwide and erase possession charges. Miles, I'm trying to find a way to make this stuff all add up. They can see what their maniac path is doing to our young, but they keep doubling down on it. Is that how you interpret this?
You know what? It's too bad Lute isn't here because he's our marijuana expert.
Oh, my goodness. He is. You could almost... He's like the show's dope man, the dope guy. of course, you're getting immediately, you're immediately getting bagged on via text, I see. I'm telling you that when I look at the drug issues and suicide and depression rates in high school And I look at what the young folks' heads are being filled with identity division, and everybody in America is at fault for I don't know what anymore. They're yelling reparations again. I thought we'd had that debate in the 80s. Folks, on the left, I'm talking to you, the far left again. You are hurting people, real people. You're hurting them. Please slow to navigation speed and ask yourself long-term what the impact on our country is of your actions now. Is that a fair thing to ask them to do, Miles?
Yeah, you would think, but they would be pushing back on you.
How? Help me out. I'm trying to understand the pushback. I don't understand opposition to not wanting to introduce drugs to high school students.
I can hear them pushing back on you saying, oh, so Mike, you're a libertarian? Really?
No, I've never said I'm a libertarian. I'm a classical liberal. I think that there absolutely is a role for government. One of its primary tasks is to protect life. And we're watching young folks. They're not talking about 58-year-old people here committing suicide, dealing with undue numbers of depression. They're not. It's not 58-year-olds. It's 15, 16, 17, and 18-year-olds. It's first- and second-year college students that are dealing with rot, gut, far-left craziness. And it's making them depressed. And and they're being invited by our governments into the drug world. That's not the proper role of government. So am I a libertarian? Absolutely not. If libertarians call for this in school, then I'm not with them. I don't know how else to say it to you. That's just, I'm not with you if this makes sense to you, because it doesn't.
No, I completely agree. Now, Lude, on the other hand, might push back a little bit.
One more smack at Ludwig on the way out the door. Oh, poor Ludwig. When he gets here on Enigma Friday, you know he'll be on fire. He's going to start making notes right now of what to rag on us both with. Don't worry about it, Lud. We love you. Like the son I never wanted. Trump, last thing. Trump blasts Stone Cold crazy. He's talking about Democrats' latest fishing expedition. Is it Stone Cold crazy?
Ship for Brains, all of their document requests that he sent out.
Now, he did say shift for brains.
Yeah. He did right. Say me, yes. I thought so. I had to.
I saw you wince, but he said shift.
Okay. Yeah, I said Schiff, as in Congressman Schiff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Schiff for brains.
Yeah. Thanks for clarifying, because I was starting to sweat.
He reaches for the time button. We didn't name the guy.
I have to find that thing yet.
Yeah, we did not name the guy. It's just the way it is.
Yes.
Oh, too fun. It's gotten insane, hasn't it?
Exactly.
It's just no president has... I can't find any in history. I've been saying in modern times, I can't find one in history that has been under this assault this much and still had this amount of success. There's an oddity. Imagine what he'd been able to do if they would have been pragmatic and said, let's sit down and work through this like we would if we were business people, because that's been the approach he's brought. But he's got to be overwhelmed sometimes by the sheer lunacy in Washington, D.C.,
Well, Mike, I mean, imagine if somebody was coming after you and your daughters.
Yep. Well, listen, they could bring it on with me. They would not like me if they went after my daughters. I'm just telling you, I wouldn't be able to be as kind-hearted as he's been. I would be, that would be a problem. They'd get to meet the other personality, because I bring it on to me. It's okay. I remember having a school teacher. One of my daughter's school teachers graded a page off of my website and sent it home with her because he disagreed with my ideology. He got a glimpse of my other personality. She's not in politics. I am. Drive right up, Bigfoot. That's how I see that. So,
right. So, I mean, you know, when Trump's watching Ivanka get asked and his sons, you know, getting pinged for documentation, that has to be, at a minimum, frustrating.
The family, the demanding. Listen, they're truly on a witch hunt, and they know it. They're giggling about it. All right, listen, from Fox News, university dean resigns after school bans Chick-fil-A. And I read this stuff, I'm going, really, seriously? Did you read that article, Miles?
Yeah, I did. So we've gotten to a point where we can't sell chicken sandwiches on a university.
So this is New Jersey University refuses to bring Chick-fil-A on campus over the chain's corporate values. These folks take themselves really seriously, and they make.
Weren't they the ones telling us about diversity and inclusion?
Yes, as long as you agreed with them and promised to be just like them.
Right.
But they're missing out on such good food.
I got to tell you, when you and I went to school together, we used to have pizza a lot, and it never occurred to me to demand to know what the ideology was of whoever made the pizza we were eating.
Right.
It just never occurred to me. And then if I didn't like the ideology, to go to the faculty and say, we got to ban that stuff from coming on campus. Does everyone have to wear an armband? I'm just asking.
Sounds just a little loony to me.
Listen, it's fascist. There's, by definition, you can pick it. It's either insanity or it's fascism. Some would say that one is the other. But in either case, I'm reading this article and I'm going, wow, these people, they're from a different planet.
Yeah, I mean, think of all the times you and I got two eggs, basted, sausage, and hash browns. We never once walked back into the kitchen and asked their political views.
Yeah, before we let him or her make that breakfast, we need to make sure that we're politically aligned, because that's very important.
Right.
So here's another person. I called for a diversity of thought. My peers compared me to a neo-Nazi. at Boston University. Miles, there's something rotten in our educational structure. I know I mentioned that in passing once in a while, but there is something rotten in our universities, in our public schools.
I warned my son before he went off to college last fall. I said, for the next 4 years, you're going to be waterboarded in progressivism on a daily basis.
They think this makes sense. They think what they're doing with your son down there makes sense. They think this person, I called for a diversity of thought. My peers compared me to a neo-Nazi. Folks, you're going to pay $60,000 to $70,000 for this education. Something's wrong. I'm just telling you, something's wrong. If you're a parent, please get involved, because there's something rotten in our universities. Miles, I'm hearing music. That tells me we're in the final 60 seconds. Any final words of pearls of wisdom, as the old cliche went?
Lude.
Poor Ludwig. Wherever he is, you know he's bouncing off the walls. I know he's listening, folks, because he's been sending us instant messages on Facebook Messenger. listen, do me a favor. Go to themikehewittshow.com, but more importantly, visit us on Facebook. We Facebook stream there. Would love to have you take part. Tell us what you think. Agree with me or not. Miles Bauer, thank you very much. Brian Thomas, thank you. But mostly, folks, thank you very much. Please stay warm, and we'll see you soon.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothco outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Understanding your finances is a key to a strong financial future. Don't be the one who gets left behind. Visit feedthepig.org for tools and tips to get started on the path to financial stability. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Indonesia, Ethiopia, the Cayman Islands, and China all grounded the Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes after the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet killed 157 people, including 8 Americans. Sky News correspondent John Sparks.
There are concerns about the aircraft involved, this 737-8 MAX. It's a new version of the 737, the workhorse of the skies. There are 300 in the air flying at the moment, another 5,000 on order. So passengers and the airliners themselves, they want to know if these aircraft are safe to use.
No planes will be grounded in the United States, but both American and Southwest say they will be following this investigation. Coast Guard Officer Christopher Hassan is set to appear in a Maryland court today. Now, he's accused of planning a domestic terror attack which targeted prominent journalists and Democratic politicians. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
In a new interview, the Fed chairman downplays fears of an upcoming recession. More from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
On 60 Minutes, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell tells CBS's Scott Pelley the American economy is still in great shape.
We think that the outlook is a favorable one. Inflation is muted, and our policy rate, we think, is in an appropriate place. So what we've said is that we would be patient.
What does patient mean?
Patient means that we don't feel any hurry to change our interest rate policy.
Wall Street had been worried the Fed would raise rates too fast, which might send the economy into a loop.
The 23 people killed by tornadoes in Alabama will be honored during a vigil on Monday. It will take place in Lee County, where the storms hit the hardest. In the meantime, volunteers are still left cleaning up what's behind. President Trump tweeted his preference for daylight savings time. As it stands right now, daylight savings time lasts roughly 8 months of the year. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest.
MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Dirk Nowitzki has been playing for the Dallas Mavericks since before MySpace was created. The 14-time All-Star has been around the league long enough to see the explosion of social media and the effect it's had on NBA players. Nowitzki told a sports writer that he doesn't know if players care as much these days about winning as opposed to looking good on Instagram. Adam Silver, NBA commissioner.